Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Attention photographers and filmmakers.
You've been conditioned by your favorite YouTuber to think that blowing money on gear and a crappy portfolio site will bring you business. And that is complete BS. My name is Ty. I'm a former Army combat photographer and the owner of a small production company that has worked with these big clients in the past. I created Flash Film Academy, an online platform designed to teach you the business side of the industry. Focusing on helping you develop a consistent six-figure business designed to help you go from your current 9-to-5 to doing what you love to do for a living with the gear you already have. We teach you everything from how to even start a business, what should I name my company, what should my colors be, to where to find a consistent flow of high-end clients that are ready to buy now. Click the link below. Let's get started. Today we're talking about value, right? Why is value important? Why is understanding value so important as a business owner? Value is extremely important. It's extremely important that you take the time to understand how value works as a business owner, right? A lot of business owners don't fully understand or take the time to understand value. And today, that's what we're going to talk about, all right? I'm going to roll these graphics. They may look a little backwards. If they backwards, go in the chat and let me know. But I'm going to roll these graphics and we're going to talk about why you need to understand value. I'm going to break it down for you and make it very important or make it very easy to understand so you can think about your business differently. Let's do this first.
You're listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. If you want to learn how to take pretty pictures, this is not the place. But if you're ready to make a living by learning the business behind the camera, buckle up, because it's time to turn passion into profit with your host, Ty Turner.
Cool. Let's talk about value real quick. Let's talk about value and the definition of value. It's in regards that something is held to deserve the importance, the worth, the usefulness of something. You support, an example they give is your support is of great value, right? It's a person's principles or standards and behavior. Say it again. It's a person's principles or understandards of behavior, one's judgment of what is important in life, right? This is just streaming to the community, Alex, just to the community. There will be a shortened version that will be on YouTube at a later time. So this is just to the community. So let's talk about that real quick, because I think that often when we go in business, we never think about the value, right? We never think about the value. And let me get my gold members in here, because I know
recording in progress.
Waiting. We're going to mute that for a second and get them a chance to watch all my gold members who are in the chat room that's getting ready to chop it up with me. Value is something that we don't think about when we start a business, right? It's something that we don't think about when we start a business. All my gold members is popping into the Zoom call. Keep in mind, we're also live on the community, not on YouTube, just the community. So I'll let y'all keep popping in while we kind of talk about what we're talking about today. So value is something that is extremely important. And as business owners, we never take the time to think about it, right? We think about value on a surface level. That's how we think about value. We never think about value on a deeper level. We never think about value three and four levels deep. And as you run a business, it's important that you start to think about value three and four levels deep, because that will help you create something that a person cannot pass on, right? What I value and what you value is two totally different things. I talked about it a little bit today. There are people who value Jordans over regular shoes. They will spend $10,000 for a pair of Jordans. There are some of you that value camera gear over other stuff that your family member do not understand. They do not value those things like you do. But you had to be educated to get to the point where you value some of the things that you value. You had to be educated to go there, right? And for those that's tuning in, we're also live on the actual community. So if you're on the Flash Film Academy community, we're also live there. You'll see a pop-up box in the top left-hand corner that you can also chime in and chop it up over there. And we're gonna keep rolling until we go fully after hours. So if you're logged in, give me a second while we chop it up. So let's talk about a few things, right? Let's talk about why, as a business owner, you need to be thinking about value three or four layers deep. Why, as a business owner, you need to really understand why value is important, right? As a business owner, you need to really start to think about value on multiple levels. One of the levels you need to think about value, and right now, a lot of people just think that I have a skill set that is valuable. Okay, to who? Jordan purchasers are a different level of value than those who just want to buy shoes. Make sure we mute that real quick. People who want to buy Jordans are different than those who want to just buy shoes. Right. So when you say I shoot video, okay, cool. For who? Right. Jordan wearers are a different breed of people. So for you to create a business that is successful in a certain area, that means you got to take it up a notch. Let me make sure those who are in the chat, who are in the, I can't hear y'all who are in the Zoom chat, but I'm sure others in there can hear you. So make sure you, mute your mic. But, I'll go ahead and do the what's the name. So when it comes to value, I like to relate it to fishing, right? I like to fish. And I think that everybody, even if you're an avid fisherman or you're not, you can understand the comparisons that I'm going to make to fishing, right? You will get it in a heartbeat. When you are fishing, everybody thinks that the number one bait to fish is a worm. You think that if you take a hook, a string, a stick, and a worm, you will catch something. And in general terms, that is true. You will catch something sometimes. But professional fishermen don't use worms. They use lures, right? Why? Because they're designed to lure the fish in to bite the hook so that they can catch them. Businesses don't shoot. You know, they're shot with a general idea of what people want. They have specific products designed for specific people that they go after to lure them to their product with their marketing. Their brand is designed to lure that person to their product. That is why I'm on you guys so hard about niche, brand, shirts, everything, because everything about your business needs to be that lure. That's designed to lure people back to your business. Now, this is one thing you got to think about when it comes to creating the perfect lure, right? The number one question is, who is it for? Different fish like different lures, different size, different shapes, different colors. Some like lures that reflect, some like lures that glow in the dark, some like lures that zig, some like lures that zag. Before you decide to catch a fish, you first need to understand the type of fish you're catching. Remember when I said pick your niche, then get a beta client so that you can determine the type of fish you want to catch? Now we're going to now that we know what type of fish we want to catch, let's say, you know, it's corporate event clients, we need to understand, and we're going to relate it in fishing to largemouth bass. We need to understand what largemouth bass like to eat, because then we can create a lure to target largemouth bass or corporate event clients, right? There's a lot of things that go into play, like where those fish are during certain times of the day, where those fish are during certain times of the season, where those fish are during certain times that the certain lake temperatures. So those are things that come into play. Are any of you guys having issues with audio? Okay, I know Zoom can hear me. So when it comes to understanding your client, it's so important that you have the right lure. A lot of content creators such as you and I, when we first get started, we think we know what people want because we know what we like to do. We think we know what people want because we think we see it. The truth is, unless you study that fish, you won't have an idea of what that fish likes to eat, when they like to eat it, and where they like to eat it. As your business grow and you develop this relationship with this beta client is going to tell you that largemouth bass like to stay cool on hot days. You can find us under the pier. We enjoy eating green worms, not regular worms, because we can't see regular worms. We enjoy eating green worms around supper time under the pier. If you are there, you're going to catch a lot of us. That's what beta clients will give you. This is something that will take you years to understand if you go out and try to do it yourself. Professional fishermen don't go out to get lucky. They're very tactical on what they choose to do. They understand what they are after. They're not just regular fishing people just hoping to catch something. We out here just to burn time in hopes that we catch something. Right now, if you're new to business, you are that regular fisherman. You don't know what size line you should have. You don't know what size hook you should have. You don't know what size weight you should have. You don't even know if you got the right rod. You don't know if you're in the right place, if it's the right time of day. You don't even know what type of fish you're trying to catch. You're just hoping you catch something. And all it takes is a person to catch one fish a year to think that that's a good fishing spot, to think that they're doing something right, to feel like they have accomplished something. Meanwhile, you see professional fishermen on TV catching 6 fish a minute, holding them up and throwing fish back that you would gladly wish you would have caught. They measuring them, holding them up. Yeah, that's dope. Okay, put this one back. It's a difference. They are very tactical in what they do because they can. They understand the game. So what I try to teach you here as a content creator, as someone who wants to start a business, as someone who wants to go and land clients, it's a lot easier to land clients when you understand everything about that client. You know where to be. You have the right lures, the right time of year. You have the right line, the right reel, the right stick. You got everything, the right weights. You have everything on your person or on yourself to go fishing for a specific fish type in a specific lake in a specific time of day and a specific area. You know what to do. When you go into business without that, you're just wishing. And you may get lucky once or twice. You may come across a fish that say, all right, I guess I'll bite the hook. But you can't be consistent and you can't bring in a ton of fish that you want if you're not prepared to do so. That's why I push beta clients so much, because they will give you all of that information. If you've ever been on a trip and you go somewhere where there are locals and they fish in a certain place, they can tell you what type of fish are here, what the fish weigh. And I'm going to give you an example of a time that I learned that, right? I went fishing in Mississippi once. I went and dug up some worms. This is a true story. Before I went to the Army, I stayed in Mississippi, Ocean Spring, Mississippi, for about 6 months. I had 6 months off of work. I didn't do anything but train and fish. That's all I wanted to do, right? So I'm here at this pier every day fishing. I caught nothing. In fact, I'm going to tell you, the one thing I did catch was a crab that grabbed my hook, and I just pulled him up, and he hung onto my hook. And I kept that crab for like 3 days. I caught him Shelly and everything. It was a blue crab. True story. But I couldn't catch nothing until I met a local there, right? And I asked the local, like, what are you fishing with? He was like, cornbread and corn. I said, what? Cornbread and corn? He fished with three things, cornbread, corn, and shrimp. He said, what are you trying to catch? I said, I don't know. He said, I'm out here looking for bluegills or whatever he was looking for. He said, for that, I use corn. I put it on my hook. I throw it down. They love it. And I was like, corn? Fish like corn and cornbread? He said, yeah. If I want a catfish, I'll use cornbread. I was like, it's not even make sense. If I want X, Y, and Z, I'll use shrimp. Here I am with a worm. I'm not catching nothing. In the ocean. He said, let me show you. He took a net, threw it out right there on the same pier I've been on every day, yanked it around, pulled it up, dumped shrimp in my bucket, filled my bucket halfway up. He said, grab you one of them shrimp, put it on your hook, throw it out there. When I say I put that shrimp on my hook, when I threw my line out there, I promise you, before the weight hit the bottom, something pulled it. Just like that. Here I am thinking this was just a dumb place to be. I'm like, this ain't even a good spot. You know, I'm blaming everything. Just like a lot of content creators do. It's oversaturated. They don't want to spend no money. I'm thinking the same thing. This ain't a good spot. The fish ain't biting. It must be the time of day. They must be out. Everything that content creators think when they go in business and they don't have luck and they blame everybody else. These people don't want to spend no money. I keep attracting businesses. These businesses, they broke. Ain't no money out here. That's exactly right. Ain't no fish out here. These fish don't want to bite. People must have fished here too much. They must have got all the good fish out. All that stuff that content creators think before they create or understand, before they understand about their clients enough to create the perfect lure. I was thinking the same thing. This is dumb. These people, this is oversaturated. Everybody, they don't want to. That's what I was thinking. The same thing a lot of content creators like yourself think when they don't have success. The truth is, until I learned about what I wanted to fish for, I was stuck. That is why I preach beta clients so much. Because a beta client will give you everything so that you can understand what type of lure works in your situation or for your target audience or for the fish that you're trying to catch. When you understand that, hey, it's dark, it's getting cold, I need to switch to a brighter lure, may want to switch to a lure with some lights on it, it's nighttime, you become consistent at catching fish. Business is just like that. If you go there hoping and wishing with a string and a worm, you might catch something. You won't be able to live off of it. You would not be able to live off of it. If you understand the type of fish that are in that area and you learn about the fish enough and you go after one specific fish, you will learn how and when to use what to consistently catch fish. Enough for you to live off of. There's a difference between getting lucky once a month. If you go out and fish for 10 hours, you're going to catch one or two fish. Is it enough for you to live off of? Can you feed your family off one or two fish a day? Probably not. Plus, you don't want to spend 10 hours to catch one or two fish. You want to spend 2 hours to catch 10 fish. To do that, you have to be tactical. You have to go after the specific type of fish you want. You have to learn what lures them in. You have to learn about what they do during the day, what they do during different changes of temperature in the water. You have to learn that about your client. And I like to relate it to fishing because fishing is something everybody think that they can do. Business is something everybody think that they can do. However, they don't take the time to understand how things work. They don't take the time to be as tactical and specific as they should be to have consistency. Anybody can sell a client. Anybody can sell a client. Anybody can teach you how to go out and get a video client. I am trying to teach you how to be consistent at it so that you can make a living and do it all day, every day. It is more than possible. When I began to look at business the way I look at fishing, I became successful in both. Because business is just like fishing. You're putting something out there that's hopefully somebody value enough to bite the hook so that you can wheel them in and they can feed your family. It's the same thing. But you have to look at it that way. And just like I said, you can throw out anything and get lucky. You can throw out a hook with a balled up piece of grass. You may get lucky. You probably won't catch what you want. You'll probably catch a fish that you don't want to eat, a sheephead or something. You hold up and be like, what is this? I'm throwing this back. This is trash. But when you have a lure that's designed for a specific fish type in the right place at the right time, and you understand how that works, you will consistently land clients or you will consistently catch fish. It's extremely important that you look at business like fishing. As you start to hear other content creators and business owners give you excuses, I promise you those excuses are the same. Go walk up to a fishing hole and I always ask other fishers, "Hi, how y'all doing today? They biting? Oh, they ain't biting. They ain't really biting today. They just nibbling." Just like fish can eat the meat off your hook, clients can call and get all the information they want and go somewhere else or film it themselves. Business is just like fishing. It's just like fishing. And the more you start to compare the two and look at it, you will be amazed at how similar it is. We all got that one uncle that go fishing and he come back with 2-3 buckets full of fish every time. He got to buy a deep freezer because he got so much fish. He understands what the fish want, when to go. He tell you, if it rained last night, we got to get up at 4:30. You like, what? We got to be up at 4:30, get the boat out by 5:30. We're going to prepare some corn and some cornbread balls. And we're going, what? I'm just trying to go to the store and get some, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a $20 reel. I'm just trying to go to the store, get some worms and just go have some beers and have, he's serious. You're like, we got to get green worms. We got to be there when the sun peek above the trees and the dew is on top of the water. The fish are biting. They're looking for green worms. You're like, okay. But guess what? He got a deep freezer full of fish. He can feed his family and keep feeding his family. It's extremely important that you start to look at business like fishing. Because business is fishing. And for some, fishing is wishing. I'm not even trying to be a poet right now. But for some, fishing is wishing. For others, it's a sport. And it's a sport they have success in. So just business is the same way. For some, business is just wishing, hoping. It's just me, you know, trying to push myself up or present myself in a way in hopes that people will do business with me. For others, it's a tactical sport. They know who they're going after, why they're going after, where to go after them. They know how to be successful. And they keep closing, keep closing, keep closing. I have literally been on a pier with a guy who was just yanking fish up, putting them in the bucket. And I'm sitting here like, yo, my line is in the same water his line is in. What is he doing that I'm not doing? My line is in the same water he is in. We're on the same pier, and this dude got 2 buckets full of fish. They just nibbling on mine. They just cleaning my hook. I pull it back up, and my hook is empty. But he is pulling up huge fish. How is he able to be successful and consistent? The answer is he understands who he's going after. I don't. I'm up all night to get lucky. This man is on a mission. And until you start to develop your business to go after a specific industry, a specific client type, a specific customer, you're going to be fishing and wishing. So that's why it's important. It is extreme. And this is something, let me be real with you. Being on YouTube, I can say it. Other content creators are not telling you this because they don't know it. They're not consistent. They get one or two jobs. They film it. They do all the behind the scenes. They make it look like they're consistently closing jobs, but they're going to their day job. That's what they're doing. There's no way I can tell you to be broad and be successful. It just don't work like that. There's no way I can tell you to go date 10 women right now and you'll be married in a year. No, you'll still have 10 girlfriends. There's no way I can tell you to go in a direction and go north and you'll end up at, you know, at a specific location. It don't work like that. I got to give you directions to that location. I got to tell you exactly what streets to turn down to get there. I can't just say go north. Hey, go north to get to Michigan. I need more than that. A lot of content creators are feeding you guys BS because it looks good. That's why I don't do a lot of B-roll. I'm not for everybody who wants to see how pretty stuff can look. I'm for those who really want to get the message and understand how to go into business and make a living with this. It is more than possible. It is more than doable. You should be doing six figures in your first year. Absolutely. You should be doing six figures in your first year, especially if you're in a big city. That is not a far-fetched dream. That is not a BS. Well, maybe in the 5 years I can get, no. Hell no. You should be doing six figures in your first year. You should be laughing at. You should be coming back a year later telling me that six figures ain't what I thought it would be. It's cool, but I want to do seven. I want to do $250,000 a year. I want to do $500,000 a year. I want to do $1 million a year. It's possible. This is not, you may be thinking with your pockets, but companies, that's why I tell you to go after companies. Companies got a lot of money to spend on content. And as we move forward, they're having more and more money to spend on content. The budget for video and photography and audio is not getting smaller. The newspaper budget is getting smaller. The TV budget is getting smaller. The social media budget is growing. The video content budget is growing. The photography content budget is growing. No company is looking to spend less next year on video than they spent this year. It's not happening. Video ranges in too many places. They're not handing out books for training. They're handing out videos. They're not sending a trainer to every house to train people that work from home. These people are watching videos. They're not even having a trainer come on live and talk to people because it's why? When it's difficult to know that trainer is going to be consistent across the board. If I play a video for you, you learned what he learned. Even though you're in New York and here in California, y'all learn the same thing. My company can stay consistent from coast to coast on what my employees know. Why would I send trainers? Trainer may be having a bad day when it's time to talk about how to work the register. So now everybody in that class is under, they don't have a great understanding of how to work the register. When I can send video and everybody is consistent. So video is king on the training aspect. When it comes to communication, CEOs, CFOs, they're communicating via video. So video is locked on the communication aspect. The marketing, video, the social media, video. All of those either work with video or photography. Video's not going nowhere. Budgets aren't getting smaller for video. That means more money for you and I if we understand how to be valuable to that company. If we understand how to be of value to that company, just like that lure in the water is valuable to that fish. Just like that lure is valuable to that fish will swallow that hook every time. Every single time. I don't care who you are. There is something somebody can dangle in front of you and you will follow it. Oh, okay. It can be anything from sex to money. There is something somebody can dangle in front of you that you will consider risking it all for. A lot of crimes aren't created by criminals. They're just crimes of opportunity. There's plenty of times you went to go to the ATM and a lady in front of you jumped out of her Mercedes and ran to the ATM with the car running and you thought about it like, eh. Man, I ain't a killer, but don't push me. You thought about it. So sometimes it's, everybody, value is different for each person. Value is different for each person. If you don't understand who your target audience is, you cannot be valuable for them. You're guessing. Dylan said, man, I wholeheartedly agree with all of this. I'm just trying to sharpen my knives until I can nail it down. Even with periodic video opportunities, I'm learning from them. You know, listen, I'm not against taking some time to really understand what you want your niche to be, right? Sometimes you may have a niche that is more profitable than fun. Corporate events are hard on the body. You got to move around. You're everywhere. You're on a knee. They're hard on the body. I wouldn't wish them on anybody. However, in my opinion, it's the fastest way to get a whole lot of money in 6 to 8 hours with little post-production if you do it right. Narrative work, it takes 3-4 months to shoot movies. If you're filming the Oscars, it's one night only. Now there's some practice and preparation, but we live for 3 hours. That's when we earn our check. So it just depends on what you're trying to do. Reggie said, I don't see it on YouTube, but it's good right here on the app. Yeah, we're going straight to the app. A edited version will be available for YouTube. But for the gold members, y'all gonna get everything. Y'all gonna have the ability to chime in. We're gonna go to the Zoom call and meet in a minute for our after hours. But one thing I want to touch on before we peace out and we move forward. Value is everything. Value is everything. Understanding the importance of value to your client is the difference between wishing and fishing. It's hoping you get a client and having so many clients that you're turning clients away. You have to, and don't guess at that. Don't guess at it. You don't have to guess at it. You have a skill set that is so valuable that a client or a beta client will trade you information to get that skill set. That's what people say. I don't got enough to start off. If you have a skill set and the ability to create content, you have something valuable enough to trade for that information. It's just that a lot of people don't know that that's what they should be trading for. Right? They go shoot something for free for a client just to build your portfolio. That's not an even trade, because that client is going to make money off what you're giving them. You're just hoping that you create some visuals that's good enough to hopefully help you make money. Why? That's not the most valuable way to spend that dollar. Think about it. If I'm giving you a $3,000 video for free, or let's say we do an even exchange. I'm going to give you a video. You give me $3,000, right? And that $3,000 had to be put towards growing my business. A new lens ain't going to help my business. A new bag or a new tripod won't help me. What will help me is understanding how I can appeal to more people like you, or appeal to more people like that client. What will help me is understanding more about them as a person, as a business owner. Understand where they go, what they do, what they like, what they don't like, what they need help with. What's the most important? One question is worth $3,000. If you're in the field of dentistry, whoever your target audience is, if you simply ask them, what is the most important problem that video or photography or audio or graphic or whatever you do can help you with in your business? I guarantee you the answer you get won't be close to what you had in your head. You will be the one saying, I never thought of that. I never thought about that. Wow. Because I was like that. I was working in different industries. And when I asked them, what is one major problem that I can help fix for you using a cinematic solution, using content? The answer I got every time was never what I thought it was going to be. In fact, it wasn't even close. I felt dumb. It was one of the few times in my life where I felt dumb. Like, I just felt like I was way off. And it's okay to be in situations where you're learning and you're just like, wow, okay. But I was dumbfounded at the answers that I got, because I realized I couldn't have predicted that. I would have never predicted that. That told me that that information was more valuable than I even thought. You don't know what you don't know. That's why reading is good. You don't know what you don't know. And often when you're working with clients, you don't know what they value. You just assume they value what you value. It's just not true. You ever see a guy walking in some old beat up penny loafers and you're like, oh man, that's, bro, you a lawyer and that's your shoe selection, bro? You out here fighting cases, making $500 an hour, and you rock some penny loafers, bro. Penny loafers be like $12,000. You don't even know. They worth your car and half your house. He value them. Because in his world, when you walk in that courtroom, hey, penny loafers is king, right? Especially when you put a dime in them, you really doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he value things you don't even know about. You have no way of understanding how his life worked unless you develop the relationship where he will share his life with you. If you want to get a wife, talk to women, let them help you. Women will help you appeal to the type of woman you want. Same thing for guys. So it's important that before you go fishing, understand a lot of variations that you need to understand to be a successful, consistent fisherman. Same in business. Anybody can get lucky once. But consistency comes with understanding your client or understanding your opponent. Consistency comes with learning who you are facing. Who are you across from? Who are you lining up with? Who are you going after? To be in business, you need to be consistent. The number one game of business is being consistent. We ain't talking about side hustles. If you want to do a side hustle, I ain't talking to you. Go out there with your worm and your stick and your rope and catch what you can catch when you can catch it. For those that are looking to live off of this, eat off of this, thrive, not just survive. Side hustle can just survive. Side hustle cats is just like, oh, extra $200 this month. Cool. The cat that's trying to live off of it is saying, okay, I did 8,000 this month. How can I do 16,000? Oh, I did 16,000 this month. How can I do 32,000? By refining what they know more and more. So it's super important that as a content creator, you go and you build your brand to be as consistent as possible, because everything is with consistency. Your future, your growth, the car you want, the house you want, comes with being consistent. It don't come with closing a big client, two big clients a year. Okay. It comes with being consistent. Because once you become consistent, it's easy to show you how to ramp up the price. I can show you how to go from $1 to $1,000. That's easy. The hard part is getting your mind wrapped around consistently landing clients over and over and over again. All right. With that being said, I ain't going to keep it too long. We're going to get ready to go to the after hours, but it's super important that you take that into account. It should be a part of your everyday business. I cannot stress how important it is to understand what value means to your ideal client. But first, you have to identify who your ideal client is. I talk about that a lot in module one, and I punch you in the throat with it, because there is a place for that. If you don't know who your niche is, if you don't know, and let me just be real with you. I ain't got to sugarcoat it. We ain't on YouTube. If you don't know what your niche is, you shouldn't have a company name. You shouldn't have a logo. You shouldn't have colors. You shouldn't have a website right now. If you got all of that and you have not determined who your niche is, you are wasting your money. You have wasted your money. That's why I say when people take module one, you hate me before you love me, because that hurts. But it's true. Because none of those things that you really need to be successful are designed to go after your target audience. The first thing you need to do is understand, what is it that I want to do and who needs it? That is your, before you even say, I want to start a business, you need to say, what is it that I want to do? And who needs it? Ah, I have an understanding of who needs it. I've done my research. Enough people need it to then start a business. Then I will build that business around that client. If you've done it any other way, you're wasting money. I'm not saying you can't recover from it. I'm not saying it's not fixable. But when you start taking the course and you hate me, it's because you realize I've wasted money and time doing what I saw and seen and other stuff. The truth is, we have to define who we're doing this for. We have to define our niche and our target audience. Because everything you spent money on, I'm going to tell you, you got to go back. You're going to have to go back and re-spend money on it. Sorry, not sorry. Everything that you spent money on just to be in business for anybody, when you decide who it's for, you're going to have to go back and redo it. If you don't, will you not be successful? You will still be successful. You just won't be as successful. You won't be as successful. It is what it is. Because those little changes you can make to help build your brand to go after your target audience is a difference in 30 to 40% in revenue per year or profit per year. And that's a big deal. That's 40, 50, 60, 100,000, depending on how big you are. That's the difference between doing 100,000 your first year and not, and doing 60,000. That's the difference in making enough money to double your income at work or making what you made at work. What do you want to do? All right, guys, we're going to go to the after hour. Everybody that's live on the website, want to appreciate you for tuning in. This is where we're going to do it at from now on. I'm giving everything to the community and the gold members. YouTube will get a chopped up version. If they want to see more, they know where to find me at. With that being said, see you next time. I'll see you this time next week. All my gold members that's on the after hour, let's get it. Anybody that want to join, live.flashfilmacademy.com or go to the live gold member lecture section and on the left-hand side in the community. All right? All right, everybody, be safe, and I will see y'all next week. Gold member, stand by.
You've been listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and go to our webpage at www.flashfilmacademy.com.